This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually you'll hear a 100 Word Story from me or one of the regular guest contributors here, but it's Saturday, and on Saturdays we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. I post a topic, and you all have a week to come up with a 100 Word Story based on that topic. This is the 53rd Weekly Challenge. We're starting our second year here. And I think we're going to keep this going for another, 20, 25, 372 years? When does it finally get old? What you're hearing is the music bed, over the music bed, composed by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. If you need electronica, he's the man. The topic was selected by none other than Planet Z. Yesterday was 420 and you might have been smoking. That was the topic. Smoke, smoking. You can play around with the topic a little bit. You don't have to stick to the exact word. You feel the spirit of the topic. We got 11 stories this week. Double digits there. We're back. And they're good. But which story goes first? Well, it's going to be the winner from last week. And that is Liana of Hodgepodge Point. Step up to the plate. Here comes the first pitch.
Hey guys, Liana here from Hodgepodge Point. I have great news. My podcast has been picked up by a radio station. Tune in to whenever you're around the outer rings of Saturn, and you'll be able to hear me in your spaceship. For this week's challenge number 53, Smoke, I have the following story titled Hide and Seek. And guess what? I bring back music with a song from Monuments to Sorrow, taken from PodSafeAudio.com. I'm not the only one who sees him. Like all those goth-style stories, death walks among us dressed in black. Yeah, he wears the trench coat, but smoke rolls off it like steam from a train's chimney. His eyes are solid black, at least the one time I dare to look at them. No skull face, but pale skin. Anyone near can't help but shudder. See, those of us walking on the edge of life keep our distance. I ain't playing with that. As long as the guy sends smoke signals, I know how to run the opposite way.
You know, the worst part about that deal she has with Saturn is that, well, it's on a rival radio station from the one that picks up my show. Thank you, Liana. Whoa. The text from Liana's story, and everyone else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. Where's the location of those show notes? They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also links to everybody's homepages and podcasts when they included them, so that you can check out all the other cool things that they do in their free time other than write 100-word stories. Now, there was a rookie, but they didn't record the story. Midget's gone. Midget's left. I've already had the place Lysoled from top to bottom, so no Midget. I'm sorry. There's no one to record your story. Here, let me just, you know, I could print out your story, but you know what? It's in the trash can. I'm sorry. It was a good one, too. Let me hold it up to the microphone here. Oh, wait, you can't read it. You see? You've got to record your stories. All it takes is an inexpensive microphone. Look for the word Audacity and download, and you will find, and that's for PC, for Mac. You can use GarageBand. Just record it. If you want to, put some PodSafe Music. Do a Google search for PodSafe Music Network. Put that over that. And you've got a story. And then just save it as an MP3 format and send it to me at 100words@isfullofcrap.com. And if you'd have done that, we'd be listening to it right now. I'm sorry. I'm not going to mention your name because I don't want to make you feel embarrassed or single you out. I want to see your story tomorrow, next week. I want to see it. I want you to be a part of it. So there you go. All right, let's check on the veterans here. First up, Tom from Footnote. Okay, Tom. Lay it on us.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. Tonight's tale is an everyday story called The Day I Set My Stomach on Fire and Blew Up My Head. Tommy's parents didn't smoke. He had tried a puff off a Winston and found the experience lacking. I don't get it, he mused. Maybe I need something bigger. Tommy laid down $6 in pennies and pointed at the Dutch master's presidents. The clerk eyed him. For my dad, said Tommy. Right, said the clerk, pushing the cigars across the counter. Tommy informed his father he was old enough to smoke. Surprisingly, his dad agreed. He lit up the first cigar. Then a long, hard draw and a deep inhale. After 2 hours wrapped around the toilet, his father asked, Quit smoking?
That's a good one. You know, I tried to smoke. I tried, and I just didn't like it. Every now and then, like every few months, I'll pick up a cigarette if I'm really, really losing it. But I only like one puff, and then I start bitching again. So don't call me all this stuff, you know, whatever. Thank you very much, Tom. That was a good one. All right. Who's, I know someone who's quitting smoking, by the way. Andrea of Out of Order, the Out of Order podcast. She, I think today is 21 days. So let's give her a big round of applause and, keep up the good work, Andrea. You're going to kick that habit. I haven't bitten my nails, since Piper died. So, way to go there. All right. Maybe I'll stop picking my nose when Nardo kicks the bucket. Next up is Nate, NF. I could look up his website. He didn't include it in the email. So if you go to the show notes and say, hey, who's NF? Who's Nate? He'll tell you in the comments when he hears this. He says, oh, my God, I forgot to put my link in there. And there you go. All right, so here we go. It's Nate with his story.
April 20th. I commented to John that the air didn't feel right. John agreed, so we broke camp and packed a bowl. Just as we dusted our third bowl, a dragon crashed through the tree line, heading straight for us. We would have been sitting ducks there. We were stoned ducks. No, stoned advanced infantry. I grabbed my gun and leveled my sight. Before I had a chance to pull the trigger, a mech fired one of its missiles and blew the head clean off the dragon. Okay, this story sucks. What do you expect? I'm currently stoned.
All right. That one was seriously wrecked, man. I like it. You know, I had to read along with that one, and wow. Man. Thank you, Nate. Okay. Get my composure here. Look at my pretty image in the mirror. And all right, I'm back. Okay, folks, next up is Caleb of Black Tie Martini Club. Did you know that the Black Tie Martini Club podcast recently celebrated its first year anniversary? Check it out, blacktiemartiniclub.com. Caleb gives you a little bit of music, little bit of comedy, a little bit of viewpoint, a little bit of politics there. And he brings it all together with a whole lot of soul. So here comes Caleb Bullen. And hopefully Laliana isn't too jealous when I say that. Oh, yeah. And Laliana tells you about her life and, you know, poetry and stories and all that. So, but now, Laliana, your time is up. I'm now on to Caleb.
And now, once again, it's time for Poetry Corner with your host, Caleb Bullen, from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast. I like smoking, and I'm not joking. I think that it makes me look tough. I feel kinda hip with a butt on my lip, although sometimes it might make me cough. It makes my voice deep and puts me to sleep. The mornings might be kinda rough. I can't smoke at work or the bar like a jerk. Sometimes I think I've had enough. Though it's nearly a crime, it passes the time as I wait for the bus by the bluff. It's bad for the lungs, but it's awfully fun. Yeah, smoking's a thing that I love.
Caleb Bullen, ladies and gentlemen. Caleb Bullen of the Black Tie Martini Club podcast. Thank you, Caleb. Next up is, let me check the list. Ellison is back! And I've got some extra stories of his to put in, too. I screwed up on one of his stories a few weeks ago, he sent in two, and I put the wrong one in. Sorry, Ellison. But he is, I'm going to get his other stuff up, and it's going to post during the week. I'm not going to do all this, you know, ooh, dancing puppets in Second Life. No, I'm going to get off my ass and get this done. Or I'll actually get on my ass in the chair and get it done. But who cares about that? Right now, we have a story by Ellison.
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to the 53rd Weekly Challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The theme for this week's challenge is smoking, and my story is entitled Smokin'. Superman finished setting the table in his penthouse of semi-solitude, his pied-à-terre in Metropolis. Furnished with the exotic furniture of Krypton's techno-deco period, it was perfect for those times when the Caped Crusader wanted privacy. He lit the candles. A blast of super breath chilled the champagne. Lana Lang was coming by for a home-cooked dinner. Yay, heat vision. Afterward? The disaster with Lois was still fresh on his mind. 3 hours later, a semi-drunk and exhausted Lana Lang lay against Superman's naked chest. Smoke curled upwards from under the sheets.
Ow! Next time, Supes, would you knock off the super speed?
This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison, signing off.
I missed that part. Was that in the DVD extras or something? Thank you, Ellison. Another Superman tale. Speaking of which, hold on. Wait, I'm just going to take a little break here. Okay, I'm back. All right. Oh, yeah. Next up is Chris of Platypus Society, who was very close to having a hat trick. Will this be the week where he starts again? I don't know. Let's find out from Captain Platypus of Platypus Society, Chris.
Hello there, Sonny. This is Morgan Freeman, and this is my entry in this week's 100-word challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com on the subject of smoking, which I will begin reading expeditiously. Like in most prisons, cigarettes weren't just for smoking in Shawshank. They were currency. A carton of Luckies could get a man all sorts of things behind bars. Girly magazines, a change of socks, even a poster of Rita Hayworth. Of course, that's assuming you knew the right person to get them. But as my good friend Andy Dufresne found out, a carton of smokes was useless when cornered by a pack of horny bull queers behind the dryer in the laundry room. They never opened that carton. Seems they had a different type of smoking in mind. Poor Andy. This concludes my entry in this week's 100-word challenge. And remember, get busy living or get busy dying. Thank you very kindly for listening. This has been Morgan Freeman.
Oh, that's my favorite movie ever, too. What's the point of playing the rest? Oh, because there are some more good ones. Wow. This is probably the first time that I've been tempted to stop and try to compose myself and do another reaction. But no, that's not how we do these. I have to get my shit straight for continuing. All right. That was Morgan Freeman. Mm-hmm. Next up is Terrence from the Never Was podcast. He's coming to the end of a cycle on his latest set of stories. So if you're like me and you don't like listening until you have all them available, now's the time. Hit it. McLeanWeb.ca/neverwas. Although I think that Canada for their TLD shouldn't be CA, but EH. Eh? McLeanWeb, eh? You know, and then, you know, because it would come naturally up there. And I think it would help spread the use of the internet in Canada. But until then, here's Terrence with his story.
Hello, this is Terrence McLean of the Never Was podcast, and this is my entry into the 53rd weekly challenge, Smoke. But before I get into my story, I'd like to say that I am shocked that not one of my competitors took me up on my challenge and continued their story from the 51st weekly challenge and the 52nd weekly challenge. So again, I'm challenging every 100-word story writer out there to continue their story from the 53rd weekly challenge in the 54th weekly challenge. And here is my story for the 53rd weekly challenge, my 11th story about Raoul. Raoul slowly opened his eyes. He was exhausted, and his staff of life ached. He had stopped counting at 4. Turning over, Raoul looked at Eve. She slept, which Raoul was thankful for. She could not get enough of him, and he could not go another round. Her eyes opened and looked back at Raoul. A smile crossed her face as she sat up and kissed him on the cheek. Oh no, he thought. She gave him a shy smile. As if, he thought, and then cringed in expectation of what she was about to say. He was relieved to hear, "Smoke?"
Pie.
Aww. Thank you, Terrence. Let's see, who's next? Oh, I'm not going to play the Smiths theme this week. I'll give it a break. It's Ted from Ted's Podcast, the first of the three Smiths here. Here we go with Ted.
Hi, this is Ted, and this is my submission for the 100-word story. Topic is smoke. You know, I used to smoke. I know, it's a terrible habit. Oh, I'm not talking about name brand tobacco. I'm talking about the weed. Mary Jane, reefer, ganja. One afternoon as my party was winding down, it became apparent that there was nothing left to smoke. It got ugly real fast. My guests started ripping down the wallpaper, tearing up the floorboards. They even raided my stock of toilet paper, just to have something to smoke. The next morning, with a clear head, I realized what had happened. Insurance covered most of the damage, but you know, I still can't find my cat.
You smoked your cat? Thank you, Ted. Next up is Patty, otherwise known as Smitty Gal. You can find her at myspace.com/SmittyGal or within Compound Smith right across from Matza Henge. Here we go with Patty's story.
And then we're at Blaze, and C. Rat buys the exact dress I was going to buy. I can't... Hey, guys, it's Smitty Gal here. You up for weekly challenge number 53 on the topic of smoke? Well, I hope so, because I have a story for you called The Priority of Addiction. Finishing her fourth vodka tonic, Nellie dabbed her mouth, leaving a sloppy lipstick kiss on the cocktail napkin. Night, Eddie. Eddie shot her a smile, but Nellie didn't see it. Nearing the door, her hand was already fumbling in her purse for cigarettes and a lighter. Outside, she lit the smoke and took a deep drag. Remembering the old days when you could smoke in a bar, she exhaled, blue smoke shooting from both nostrils. Back then, she would have had a couple more drinks and gone home with Eddie for sloppy, drunk sex. She chose to sleep alone and smoke.
You know, don't blame me for C-Rap shopping habits. I mean, there's just no controlling that girl. It's not my fault. It's not my fault! Thank you, Patty. And you can find Patty in Second Life within Compound Smith right across a giant tower of crackers. And also you can find her at myspace.com/SmittyGal. Aren't you continuing your stories? I've heard these noir stories here. It's kind of a cycle of them. Anyway... next up, the last of the Smiths, and that would be Tom with a silent four in his name. How many silent fours do you hear in people's names? Usually they're quite loud. Well, let's get loud with Tom.
Hello? Hello? Anybody there? Nope, the wife's stuck in Second Life, so I guess I won't talk to her for a while. This is Tom from StuffCast. Yeah, so anyway, this is, this is this week's submission, Smoke. I was 10. Sitting around the table at Grandma's after we finished Sunday dinner. Grandma, Grandpa, Mom, Dad, older brother, and I. 6 people, 5 cigarettes. None of them mine. It was horrible. I was starting to feel sick, but Grandpa's stories of World War II were too fascinating to leave. I had to, though, so I took my 7-Up and went in the family room and watched TV. Man, I'll never smoke. That's gross. 30 years later, I'm wrestling the Marlboro parasite that's dug itself into me. This shit is evil. It stinks. I hate it. I should have quit you long time ago. I should have quit you, baby, long time ago. That's what I'm saying. But you got me messing around with you, baby. You got me crying. I'm a killing blow.
Thank you, Tom. And why is she in Second Life? Well, it's because she's trying to buy up everything before C-Rap gets it. Amazing how they never run out of the stuff on the racks, but it's all fit to order. I don't understand. Thank you, Tom. And that's it for the Smiths for this week. And we've got one more story here, and it's from Sister Mary Edith. Okay, sister, lay it on me.
Sister Mary Edith here with the one-headed word story. But first, a vocabulary item. Thurible. Thurible is an incense burner, a censer. You hang it from chains. You swing it around during ceremonies so it spreads the smoke around. Now, on to the story. Lucky Strike and the Catholic Church announced a new promotional campaign in a joint press conference today. In successful trials, tobacco has replaced incense in church thuribles. I've started coming to church a lot, one parishioner reported, especially after meals. God even helped me quit smoking.
What is lung cancer compared to the damnation of your eternal soul?
The spokespriest asked in the deep, rich voice tobacco smoke cultivates. The campaign has been incorporated into the liturgy as well. This sermon brought to you by Lucky Strike. Celebrate the bounty of God's goodness with the smooth, full-flavored taste of American tobacco.
Be happy-go-lucky, go Lucky Strike today.
There's a cigarette commercial in my podcast. Okay. They know where to send the checks. Thank you very much, Sister Mary Edith. We're left with one order of business, and we all know what that is. It's the ultimate of disorder. 640 meters above, Motsahenge within Second Life hangs an unusual, slowly turning lonely orb. It looks down upon the virtual world, and it wonders, and it ponders, and it writes. And every now and then I have to fly up there and pull down a file. And I present that file to you from Planet Z.
Let me tell you about economics, kid. You see, unlike the stores in the city, there aren't any federal taxes out on the reservations. So once a month, we drive to the Pocolatas for cheap smokes and booze. Whatever we save, we blow 20 times that in the casino. Then, while we're worrying about how we'll pay for that bike you keep bitching about or cover the mortgage, we smoke up all those cigarettes and drink all the cheap liquor we bought. And that's why economics is a bitch. So lay off Santa and put that fucking sweater on.
Let's play the music. We just took episode 53 of the weekly challenge and put it in your pipe and smoked it. 12 stories about smoking. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of this smoking weekly challenge. But which one was the best? Head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. And when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 54th Weekly Challenge, pick the topic for the 55th, and they win official 100-word stories, podcast refrigerator magnets. There's more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of all the stories in case you can't understand what the hell they saying. There's also archives of my 100-word stories. A few others have put up their stories there, all the weekly challenges. Over 1,000 episodes in all. How many other podcasts can say that? I don't think any. Need to subscribe to the feed. There's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers on the site, including one-click options for iTunes, the awesome Podcast Ready site, and the new Pickle Player is up in the head. And if you go to podcastpickle.com and you sign up there and you set all your favorites, you can use that as a player. And it's very smooth, very cool. Oh, as I mentioned before, the musical theme in the background here is by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. For all your electronica needs, bring them up. Check them out. We'll be back tomorrow with another thrilling episode of... I haven't had another thrilling episode of The Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln in a while. And I got this new Lincoln book, Lincoln's Melancholy. It's so sad. It's very, very sad. I mean, it makes you feel good about the fact that this sorry son of a bitch, this miserable, sad person, was able to end it all and didn't even have to hold a gun himself. Or maybe not. Next week, it'll be the next weekly challenge. I will post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit, but thank you for listening. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.